Welcome to WTAN Tan Talk. This is Grigar the Barbarian. I'm here with Aaron Biscuit. We're sitting on the front porch having a nice cold drink. The fire pit's lit, and it's all groovy with Robbie the Shark.
Hey, my brother Grigar. Welcome. Welcome everybody to the show. Aaron, are you sitting on the porch too?
Yep.
Hey, I'm glad to hear you, sweetheart. How's your day been?
Oh, pretty good.
I want everybody to remember, this program really is about, really is about everybody sitting on their front porch with their neighbors, and hope you want to be my neighbor like Mr. Rogers. I once wanted to create a program called Mr. Robbie's Neighborhood. That didn't quite work out, so I'm on the radio now, and this is what I want. Everybody have fun, and just talk about whatever. And I don't know if you know or not, but YouTube cut the first half hour of my program last week. Apparently, my First Amendment has been violated again by YouTube. I can only think it's either because we talked about Jesus Christ or the crash into the Baltimore Harbor. I don't know what it was. There was nothing. We didn't talk about that disease that hit us a few years back, which the FCC and YouTube shut me off for that one. I don't know. I don't get it. Grigar, do you remember the show last week? I thought it was pretty groovy, but we didn't get anything really controversial.
No, I thought everything was fine. We gave our opinions on a few things. That was about it. I didn't think opinions were... so controversial.
Well, like I say, opinions are like holes.
Right. Everybody has.
That's right. And apparently they don't like our hole. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of just... Thank you, Aaron, for giggling. there, I got my first snort in. What did it take? A minute, 50 seconds or some crap here. No, and that's the thing, man. Come on, people. Lighten up. What the hell is wrong with us? Become Americans again, man. Should be allowed to say what we want to say. We're just on the front porch. And just like you'd be with your neighbors. I mean, things come up. Subjects come up. You disagree. It's a little debate. Nobody yells at each other. You just yik-yak it out and might learn something from one or another, and oh, okay, I see your point, I see my point, but we both still disagree, and then you can wind up agreeing to disagree. You know, there's not necessarily a final answer. And that's what I love about It's All Groovy, which, by the way, we are moving again, as you heard earlier, if you heard the opening, to next Thursday, the 11th. We're going to be Thursday nights at 8 p.m. It's All Groovy on WTAN 10 Talk Radio Network. Number to call in is 727-441-3000. Please call in, man, and enter the porch with us, Lanai, Den, wherever you're at. Call in, man. You just get yakking with the neighbors. I don't care. Tell me about the cruise that's coming up in your life, politics, whatever it is. That's what I'm trying to create here. And by the way, this is the end of season one, 19th episode. So season two starting next week with, I've been on now 2 weeks. And so next week we're going to be on again, and we're going to rock and roll into season two at Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Please reset your clocks. Anyhow, what did I want to go to? Grigar, talk to me, brother.
Well, I don't know what's going on. There was a report that came out that said that 80% of Gen Z's don't even show up for their first interview after, applying for a job. And even more don't show up on the first day of work. That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. You apply for a job, you seems like you want it.
No, you don't.
But then you don't show up on the first day of work?
No, you don't understand. Back in the Obama days, when I was on unemployment, actually, I was getting $1,750 a month unemployment, plus almost $300 or $200 in food stamp money. I mean, you know, that's $2,000, and rent was only costing me $9, so half of my money. And I had the other half good to spend, and I was on that for a very long time. And the thing is, you have to say that you're looking for a job. You looked, the interview was scheduled, you just don't go.
Well, they
because
they
it's not worth
that.
The time. No, you don't understand, it's not worth the time. You're going to pay me $12.50 an hour, and then I got to spend money on lunch and travel, and I wind up losing money rather than staying on unemployment. And
they eliminated that. There is no requirement to look for a job anymore.
Maybe
I mean,
that's in Pennsylvania.
Made it so easy.
Not in Florida. Florida is an absolute requirement. I mean, like I said, I think we talked about it a few weeks ago. There's no unemployment, welfare for males who are unemployed. No, you don't get that down here, period. Males do not get it. We're down south here, brother. Rebels all the way, I guess. You know, Florida is the most southern state, and... You know what? I'm going to talk about that too. Everybody thinks Florida is so groovy. Everybody, you know, they're because they're tourists. They come down here. It's just so wonderful. But people don't understand. It's just as real as anywhere else. We're the real people here. We live here. We do have the beautiful sunshine. Of course, we have the threat of tornadoes, which is kind of exciting. We have a lot of good things, but we're just regular people like the rest of you. And everybody thinks, oh, you live in Florida. Life is so wonderful for you, isn't it? Nah, not necessarily. It's groovy. It's different. But I love it. I'm glad to be a Floridian now. I miss Pittsburgh a little bit. I might come up there and visit, Grigar. I understand Aaron's going to a baseball game on the 23rd of April. Is that right, Aaron?
This Sunday.
Pardon me?
The
7th. I thought you were going to a game where the Tampa Bay Rays are playing.
No, we're not going to be able to go to that one.
That's in June or something, I think, right? I wanted to go up there and see you.
That would be awesome.
Grigar, will you come to the game?
Yeah, if I'm off.
I'm not sure, but let's find out. I think they're up there the weekend of the... I don't know. I lost internet here tonight. Everything is screwed up with my phone. I think it's the CIA jacking with me again. I got no internet. No, I'm serious, brother. This is, I can't say that word. This poop is just not, it's not right, man. I don't get it. I don't know what the hell's happening. I tried next door. I used their Wi-Fi next door, and Juan doesn't have the damn code to get on here. If he did, and I put it in, it didn't work. I don't know what they're doing, but obviously, which is fascinating. I like it. FCC and YouTube and all of them are monitoring me. And if you notice on some of the television programs, towards the end of the program, don't they all kind of do the It's All Groovy show where they just sit there and yik-yak amongst each other? It's nothing newsworthy. It's just a big BS session. Has anybody noticed that?
It's algorithms, dude.
It's what?
It's trigger words and algorithms. The computer has an algorithm, and if you say certain words,
it shuts you
down.
Grigor, what I'm saying, if you listen to some of the TV shows now, the Fox this, that, and that, and the other thing, everybody's got a little portion, especially like Waters, too, and the five at the end. They're not talking about politics or anything after that. They just have a little jib-jab BS session like we're doing right here now. They're stealing my idea. They're stealing my idea. And I take that as a compliment.
They've always had that on the five. It's called One More Thing. It's been that way for like 20 years now.
BS. No, you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
20 years? They have the five hasn't been on for 20 years.
However long it's been on, at the end of the show, they have One More Thing. It's been there forever.
All right, well, then I'm a schmuck. That's okay. I always said, laugh at me, laugh with me. I don't care as long as you laugh. And you can call in and be a schmuck, too. Mr. Devo, I know you're listening. Call in. I would love to hear you because you are a talented individual. Oh, I forgot to mention. Maybe I did. Sissy's sick. She's in the hospital. I did say that, huh?
Jissy what?
Cheryl, she's sick. She's in the hospital.
Oh.
Yeah, she...
I'm sorry to hear that.
She's going to be all right. I don't know. She's been suffering from these bad migraines for a while, and I miss her being here. She's my caretaker, and she's fun to have here sitting by my side, and I miss her, but I noticed Scooby-Doo's back with I Miss in the Morning t-shirt on. We got... Thank you, Aaron. We need to get what's his name? Aaron, what's his name there? The guy that smokes the doobies with Scooby.
Shaggy?
Yeah. We need to get a Shaggy doll in here, and the Shaggy doll would be Robbie. And it's not going to be Imus in the morning. It's be Robbie at night. And we're going to take that spot, and we're going to make Imus proud. I love doing this, man.
Dude, Imus is so old.
What?
I don't even think anybody out there gets the reference.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
I said Imus is so old and so out of the zeitgeist, I don't think anybody even gets the reference. I don't think anybody even remembers who he is.
Yeah, because he's before Rush Limbaugh, and but huge. Like I said, what's his name? Larry the Cable Guy started here. Not particularly at this station, but he started here in Tampa, and so did Glenn Beck. So it's a big spot for people to start and move up big. And hopefully, matter of fact, I already put in a call to KDKA up there in Pittsburgh. And we're going to make out some kind of deal. Things are going to work nice. And I just hope everybody who listens enjoys. And it's just about being life and being you. And bless you. That was a sneeze I heard, right?
Yeah.
Was that you or is that Aaron?
No, that was me.
It wasn't me.
Okay.
Tampa Bay is going to be in Pittsburgh on June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
That's what I thought. It is June.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, what game do you just want to go to? Because me and Cheryl already decided we're coming up there, my sidekick, my caretaker. We're going to come up and visit Pittsburgh that weekend, pick a game, and I'll buy the tickets. It's all covered.
Saturday would be better for me.
Saturday would be better for you, so that's the 22nd. Do you have a game time?
4:05.
4:05, so 7:05. It'll still be daylight, which will be kind of, it's beautiful, man. I don't know if you've ever been there, Gregor. That is, I don't care what anybody says, that is the most beautiful stadium that there is in America. It really is a ball field, I should say, not stadium. It is really wonderful, and yeah, it's a fun time, man. So we're gonna do the 22nd. Aaron, you coming?
If I can get off work.
Well, tell them you're sick again. yeah, I said that out loud.
They're getting real sick of that.
You what?
They're getting real sick of that.
Yeah, that's okay. But you, I mean, you got some health issues you're going through, and that's, you know, they have to be, they should be understanding.
Wow. The price range on tickets here go from $27 to $394.
Holy cow. Wow. Behind third base, upper or lower, I'd actually, to be honest with you, I'd like to be the highest level behind home plate. That is the best place to sit. Even though when I took Aaron to watch the shutout, what was that, Aaron, 2010?
Yeah.
And we were sitting third base side, I think. But behind home plate is the best. I always go to 302 when I go to Tampa Bay's... I hate that dome. I really hate that dome. I really hate Tropicana Field. Sorry, guys. I really do. It's unimpressive. We got a new one coming up pretty soon. I'm not sure when they're going to build that. But we'll get back to that in a little bit. What else did I want to talk about? I thought somebody else might bring something up. Remember, we're just sitting on a front porch. Shooting a breeze. What'd they do stupid to Trump today, Grigar?
I don't know. I missed that.
They
Frank
had
Sinatra, Bill. Nat King Cole, and Bobby Darin are all back.
they try to do something stupid to him every day, so I don't know. I missed today's callies.
I can't understand. I mean, they are doing everything but shoot him. And why are they so anti? You know, I believe in my heart because they're so close to actually crushing this nation, which is what they want to do. And that no signal on the TV, or is that no signal I got?
He's not part of the Uniparty. That's the whole problem.
Yeah.
And they don't want anybody in there messing up their game.
No,
I mean, they went four years without any new wars. You know, the military-industrial complex can't have that. There's no money in no wars, not for them. Even though everybody else in the nation was prospering and had money in their pocket, there was no money for, you know, the Insiders Club.
Excuse me.
You know, and what did that comedian say? It's a big club, and you're not part of it.
Excuse
so
me for
anytime
coughing.
You interrupt their game, you can make sure that they're going to do everything they can to keep you out.
What the heck is going on?
Can't be messing up their game. I mean, we're talking about billions and billions of dollars here.
Apparently, the CIA, NSA shut off both of my phones. I've got two phones. I'm not kidding you, Grigar. I'm not kidding. If anybody's watching on YouTube, because I was trying to see if I'm actually on YouTube, because... it didn't happen before, and if you go to TAN, our website, all you get is the audio, which I'd appreciate you listening to that too, but it's gone. I have no internet. I don't know why. I got websites attached, Wi-Fi, everything. It's all paid, and I hope that made a lot of noise, because I'm really angry here. I don't know what the heck is going on, and I'm coughing too, and I usually don't do that, even though I need a cigarette. But it's not that time yet. I don't know. MK Ultra. Look it up. MK Ultra program. I'm part of it. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Look it up on the internet. I don't think you'll be shocked. Actually, you know, that's only the second time I snorted. I guess that's why I miss Sissy right now, and Aaron back there in the background, who is so darn silent.
I know.
You what? Aaron?
I know I'm quiet.
Hey, is your buddy working, or is he stopping by tonight? What's going on there?
He's at home.
He's home? Well, why don't you have him call in, too?
I can try.
Yeah, why not? I mean, what you've told me about this gentleman fellow of yours, and he sounds like a really good guy, a hard worker and what have you not, would appreciate hearing him. So, you know, if you got to hang up, give him a call, then give him a call and then call us back. You know, Sean, or excuse me, Juan will put you back on. Juan, my Norwegian friend. I'm sorry. I apologized him before the show too. I can't. I'm obviously he's. I know. I wish I could speak Spanish. Crap. He's a cool dude, man. It's gonna work out real nice. This guy's all right. I like him a lot. I'm glad he's my producer. I really am. You know what? We're coming up on medication time. Hey, if you'd like
well,
to be...
Well, before that, let's talk about the stand-down that's coming up.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Gregor. The stand-down is the 6th. That's this Saturday, I believe, if I'm correct. Even if you're not registered to take care of your legal stuff, you can probably still get in. You'll have a longer line. But otherwise, any of you out there hearing with your radio on, that you have homeless friends or you're homeless yourself, let everybody know, stop by. Yeah, it'll be probably a cold bagel for breakfast, but it's lunchtime. They give you burger, dogs, pulled pork, you know, it's kind of really groovy. They give away free bites and everything and stuff you might need. It really is groovy, even if you don't need nothing. It's fun to participate. It really is super groovy, really. I mean, hell, Scooby-Doo, I think, come here with me and smoke a doobie with me. Look at Juan in there laughing. See, I haven't been paying attention to him. I just saw him laugh. That's groovy. Anyways, it is time for the break. And when we come back, I'm going to be out there for a little bit. But Aaron and Gregor are going to pick up the conversation. And we're going to talk a little bit about the super hot Pittsburgh Pirates. This is 1340 WTN Tan Talk Radio, Clearwater, St. Petersburg, Florida, 727-441-3000. Give us a call.
Oh,
Okay, Aaron.
All right.
So, I got a steamer of the week. Well, a gear grinder, if you might. Why is it when you go into a convenience store, there's always somebody in there talking on their phone all loud instead of just taking care of business? Put that person on hold. Tell them you'll call them back, but they're sitting there yapping away instead of taking care of business and paying at the register. That drives me nuts.
I mean, I work at Giant Eagle, and I see this pretty much every day. There's at least one or two people that are on their cell phones while they're trying to put their stuff up, and they're fumbling trying to get their stuff up, or they're fumbling through their wallet trying to find their car.
Yeah, get in here, do your business, and get out of the way. I just don't get it. That really burns me up.
Oh, it burns me up, too.
I don't know. When I go to Michael's, I don't know. Florida is so much different, man, especially here in Pinellas County. Boy, oh, boy, I'm so blessed. People think Florida is just all sunshine and lollipops. It's not. However, Michael's, which is like a 3-minute walk down the street, Greg, I can remember Algeria's and R&M, about that close, actually closer walk. And everybody there is polite, customers, and Mohammed. So I got an Islam I deal with every day, and I think that's his daughter or granddaughter. She's really nice too. She gives me free coffee every night. They're really great people. It's so much different down here in Florida. It really is. Everybody's American.
You don't have that person that comes into the store fumbling through all their stuff, can't find their cards, they can't find their cash, they're talking on the phone, and the person at the register is just sitting there looking like, come on, do something, dude.
No, actually, now that you mentioned that, Gregor, this morning when I went down to Michael's, there was two people in front of me, and they were both schmucks, and they were fumbling, and boom, actually one dude walked out because he had to go get his money, the first one. And then the next one jumped in, and then a lady behind her was like, thank you. I'm like, what are you telling me thank you for? Because I put the food I was buying in a basket there. I'm just going to wait. I don't care. I live 3 minutes away. What's a big deal? Everybody go in front of me. I live a beach life, man. I don't understand. There's a lot of Pinellas County people that don't realize what we have. You live a beach life. Slow down, brother. You're not in Pittsburgh. You're in Kansas anymore, Toto, you know. Slow down. Enjoy life here. We're blessed. Yeah, we got caca just like anybody else. And that's what people should realize. And even the, especially the people on the interior of Florida, which, by the way, what's his name? David Budai, who owns a shop out there in, where in the heck is he at? Anyhow, I digress. I don't know. I wanted to bring his name up. I can't think of the name of his business right now. I think he does advertisements on Paul Porter's show, and I just wanted to recognize him. And by the way, Paul Porter is 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. every Saturday. Great way to wake up and drink your coffee and listen to some sports. And by the way, Aaron, I know you're a big baseball fan now because your buddy, I'll put it that way, is also a baseball fan and wants to go to a lot of games. The Pirates are 5-0.
They do that every year at the beginning of the season. They'll putter out till about mid-June.
I don't know, man. I certainly hope they do not. I'm so blessed. The Pirates are National League, and I live here in Tampa now, and the Rays, I am a super fan of the Rays. 2008, the first time I got on the radio down here, I guaranteed they'd go to the World Series. They did. And Paul Porter, when I called back in, he said, but they lost. I said, I didn't say they're going to win. They're going to go. And they got cheated to Philadelphia. What was that, sixth inning? They were leading the game. It was cut because of rain. And then they replayed the game again in Philly and wound up losing. Six games is a full game. It should have been over. Rays should have won. But I digress. I love my Rays to death. I really do. How about my Pirates, man? 2013. It's been 11 years now. My goodness. I was living in a motel, like the whole upper floor. It was a suite. It was really nice. Nice place, actually. I had $800 a month. Huge. It was like two motel rooms connected together. It was really nice. Kitchen, living room, big old bedroom, hallway. It was nice. And only $800, and I shared it with a veteran friend of mine who was from Vietnam. And we watched that game at every Floridian, Pittsburgher, everybody was watching that game, and the way that the Pittsburghers showed up to the game and cheered and went nuts, it was so disappointing that they lost, though. But man, the whole nation was behind them, and that was really groovy, man. So I hope this year, I hope they get further.
When Aaron goes on Sunday, they'll be playing the Orioles 3-2.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely hope they win and playing the Orioles, because that helps out the Rays, of course. The Rays, who are sitting at the bottom now, I think are 3-4 is what I saw. I still have no internet. I am really ticked. I don't understand what the government's doing to me. This is ridiculous. Let's see if I can go to a Monopoly game.
Oh, you're paranoid.
I'm paranoid nothing. I know what they do. I still don't have internet. Why is that, Gregor? Why would you think that I would lose total internet on two separate phones?
Oh, because it's a conspiracy. They're all out to get you.
You know what? I hate you both. They are. They are. I mean, come on, man. They cut half of last week's program off of YouTube. Why? Because we tell the truth.
I told you, it's computers, it's algorithms.
But we tell the truth, man. There's no lying. We ain't pulling no punches. We are completely unlike Fox, where Fox says, you know, we report, you decide.
There's 300 million people in this country. And you really think they care what we have to say?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, this radio station reaches 4 million people. Okay, of course, 4 million aren't listening. But we reach 4 million people down here, almost all the way up to Tallahassee and over there, Sugar Plum. That's, again, I can't think of where's he over there? Looking back behind me, I can't think of it. Zephyr Hills. That's it, where the water comes from, Zephyr Hills.
If we were the Joe Rogan Experience, maybe. But,
well,
we're just a couple of schmucks sitting on the porch talking crap.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just telling
the truth.
So they
don't even know who we are, and they don't care.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They're listening, Gregor. Watch some of these different broadcasts, you see how things are changing. And watch them start using the word groovy. I've heard it already once. We're making a difference. We really are. I know we are. I don't care. It can end tomorrow. But then again, next week starts Season 2, Episode 1, Thursday the 11th at 8 p.m. And the number always is 727-441-3000. Come on, call in, join us on the front porch, your den, wherever you're at. Close your eyes, pretend you're just talking on a phone and yik-yakking. That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah, I'm sure there's got to be somebody out there that has a conspiracy theory. Call in. Let us know how they're watching you.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
Cold coffee. Cold coffee is better than no coffee. No internet. I cannot believe that. I don't know. But just wanted, in case they actually, I am getting viewed here. I don't know if YouTube is putting me on. That's what I wanted to go to, see if I'm actually on air. I don't even know if I'm on air at all, if the FCC has shut me down. I have no idea what's going on. It's really weird. I need to talk to Ed. Strange things are happening. But we're going to work through that. And how about the lightning?
How are they doing?
Oh, they're doing fabulous, man. And I can't look up what I want to talk about their record, but no, it's coming down to the wire real big. This is the fun time to start watching the NHL. It really is. Unfortunately, the Penguins are out of it, but I think they're on tonight, and I need them to win to help.
Not necessarily.
Pardon me, Darren?
Not necessarily. They were just talking about on the news how we're two spots back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Groovy. So what do they need to do? How many games do they need to win?
I think we have to win the rest of them.
I think you have to win.
The Lightning plays the Canadiens tomorrow.
And the Canadiens, I don't think they're even having a shot, so that should be a breeze for the Lightning. Unless the Lightning try all the things.
29-33-12. The Lightning's 41... 26-7.
Well, thanks for helping me out.
And then on the 6th, they play the Penguins.
Oh, groovy.
For their 34-30-11 against, 41-26-7. And then they play the Blue Jays on the 9th. And the Blue Jays have a shitty...
The Blue Jackets, not Blue Jays. Columbus, yeah. Well, I had a chance to be a referee.
We're not playing anybody that has a record like they do.
What's Columbus's record?
The 41-26-7, and they won't play anybody competitive.
What's their points? It should be 90-95 or something like that.
They're not showing me points, just their record. The only team coming up is on the 17th. They'll be playing the Toronto Maple Leafs that are 43-22-9.
43-22-9.
And Tampa Bay's 41.
How about overtime? 42-21-9. Okay, 42 would be 84 points and 9. Would be 93 points they got. See how that works? Overtime losses, you get 1 point for making it a tie, and if you win, you get the 2 points.
The Sabres are at 36.
We play the Capitals tomorrow.
Capitals are at 36.
Yeah, the crappy holes, I don't think they have a shot at all.
33. Yeah, the most competitive team coming up will be the Maple Leafs.
For the Penguins or for the Lightning?
For the Lightning.
Oh, groovy. So we can skate through this and try other schemes, if you will. You know what, though? I miss so much. I watch hockey pretty big, especially this time. Scotty Bowman. You remember that back in the 90s when the Penguins started winning the Cup. My God, they made line changes that were so explicit. You might have a guy out there for 30, 40 seconds, not a whole 2 minutes, bam, bam, and it just changed. And the other team didn't know what to do. It was when I was teaching Jesse. He was a goalie, of course. Wow. I mean, what they did, Scotty Bowman, there's nothing been like it ever since. It was really fascinating. Glad I got to see that. Glad I was a Pittsburgher.
They're showing the Lightning at number 4 here, behind the Maple Leafs, and it's the Maple Leafs, Lightning, and then the Red Wings.
Yeah, Lightning can actually move up to number 3, I think, is what I saw today somewhere on the internet. But they're not even clinched yet, but they're at least the leader in the wild card. But they could actually wind up being number 3 and not in the wild card and move, what did you say, Toronto, I think it was? whoever they're behind.
They're behind the Maple Leafs, yeah.
Maple Leafs, okay. Toronto, right. Of course, I don't use notes anymore. This is all done by the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever I say is what I say. He directs me what to say, and I just had to say that. I'm a goofball, huh? Come on, Aaron. I didn't hear you giggle back there.
Fourth in the Atlantic Division.
Well, there's a Pirates game on right now.
And what's the score?
We're playing Washington. We're losing right now, 3-5.
Boo. Boo. I need you to beat Boston.
Okay.
Boston's in our division down here in the Rays. So I got to root for the Rays and the Pirates all the way, you know. That's just the way it is. I got to go for it. Hey, anybody watch that UFL? The new springtime football league?
Nope.
Oh, my Lord. I did. I skipped Saturday's. Actually, I missed Saturday's games. I don't know. My sleep cycle's out of whack. I got... I have night terrors and everything from my PTSD, and I've been sleeping during the day, so I miss Saturday. But Sunday, oh my God, is it horrible. I don't want to hear all the whole game. They're talking on the sideline. You hear the coaches. You hear the ref. I'd rather listen to, what's the idiot we get on Monday night from the Cincinnati Bengals? I wanted to look that up, and I don't have internet. Everybody hates him. Chris, what's his name, Gregor?
Collinsworth.
Yeah, thank you. I would pay thousands of dollars to hear Chris Collinsworth instead of the UFL. Oh, my God. Like, play the game. Let me watch that crap. I don't want to hear these people talking. I'm not part of their life. I'm watching the game. And if I'm at the field, I'm sure I'm not hearing it. I don't want to hear that garbage. I think I went to old friends episode.
But they got the players all mic'd up.
Yeah, players are mic'd up. Coaches are mic'd up. Refs are mic'd up. And then they go, they're doing interviews during the game on the sideline, talking about, yeah, I got tackled, I missed that ball because whatever stupid, you know. It's like WWE, it's going to get really bad. And the NFL, yeah, again, we talked about this last week, but are we going to protest this and change this with the hip tackle? You can't spin? I mean,
yeah, it's
just so ridiculous. I mean, what are we going for here? You know, you want to play sissy ball? I don't want to see that. I want to see Mean Joe Green and what was that dumb movie? I forget that. The football movie with the prisoners in jail. I think I broke his, and I'm going to say it politely, I think I broke his friggin' neck. He broke his friggin' neck. I broke his nose. It was a nose. I think I broke his friggin' nose. What was the big dude that whacked him? And that's football. Not the crap we're watching anymore. And they're just going to ruin it. And that's...
Hey, I got points on the hockey here.
Okay.
All right, so in the Atlantic Division, the Bruins are first with 103 points, yeah, followed by the Panthers at 99. The Maple Leafs got 95. And the Lightning is fourth with 89 points, followed by the Red Wings at 82.
Good.
All right, the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers are 104 in first place, followed by the Hurricanes at 101. The Philadelphia Flyers are in third with 83, and then the Capitals come in at 82, and our Dirty Birds are following the Islanders down there with 79 points. So they got... Oh, we're about 4 or 5 points out, but that's a lot to make up in a few games.
Yeah, I affectionately call the Pittsburgh Penguins the Pigeons. I already always have. I was a fan from the beginning, and I think I mentioned this once before, but Tommy McLean, when they won the first cup, he came in the bar and he bought me a drink because I was the only Penguin fan he knew from 68 on. Never stopped being a fan, even through their losing days. And that was one of the proudest moments of my life, other than something important like having kids. It was really groovy, because I never gave up.
I remember watching the Penguins with Michael and Danny Olak.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
Yeah, they were big hockey fans.
Oh, we used to have fun out back there. Mike, the Olaks, Devonik. And Bobby Bogaz, yeah, we had a lot of fun out there. And they used to make ice in front of the net, and I was the goalie. That puck hurt, man. And that was the old mask, too, where it was just a cover over your face. And no wonder I have a face for radio. Although, fortunately, I never got cut. And you know, at the first hockey mask, when it came out, that's what they did, too. They wrote all these stitch marks on the mask to show where the stitches would be if he didn't have the mask. Hockey's a trip, man. It's for real. That's a real sport. You do have sometimes where the officials can try to change the game, like I tell you about the DFNFL. Where it's entertainment purposes only. Hockey, man, they really play their hearts out. You don't understand. I mean, I had a kid into hockey. The Stanley Cup is so important. Even to see it and lose it, but to have it and hold it up, I mean, that's the holy grail. It is just unbelievable. All these kids, even the bums, just to get to touch it. When the Penguins won and you were able to go and take a picture by it, which, by the way, me and Jesse never unfortunately did. But, by the way, he's listening to us up above. I want to say happy, thanks, Jesse. You're with me. I don't know why I got off on that, but God does that to me. I'm sorry. That's my son who passed away last July. He's with me right now. And Grigor, you know what? So is Dad. Jimbo just said hi.
Well, they did.
He did, man. I'm telling you the truth. They comment and they talk to me every now and then. You can say it's psychosis. I don't care what you say. I know the truth, and they do talk to me. So anyways, I really want to smoke a doobie with Scooby. We got about... Thank you, Aaron. You finally giggled. Speak up, girl. Oh, you crack me up. But no, we got about 3 minutes
you
left.
Me up.
What's that?
I said you crack me up.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. That's the whole thing for me. I mean, I don't consider this my program. I consider this really my front porch. Hey, let's just boo cheat. I'll put it that way where I can get away with that FCC. It's cheat, bull cheat. You know, and it's just, if I can make you laugh twice, I'm happy. And that's just like you were on my front porch tomorrow night. If you were here, stop by. And let's bull cheat. And that's it. It's all groovy, man. My neighbors, it's funny. Boy, I love them to death. But none of them have the guts to call in. They listen to the show, and I don't know. I guess... They're not like me and you other guys where, hell, nobody can see you. Well, you can on YouTube, maybe. but who cares? And just people, I don't know. Anyhow.
Don't forget to tune in next Thursday live so you can avoid being censored. Listen to us live next Thursday at 8:00. It's all groovy.
Thank you, Grigor the Barbarian. That's 1340 WTAN Tan Talk Radio. Can't wait to hear you next week. Give us a call, 727-441-3000. Remember, it's all groovy.
Awesome.
more dust.